woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Welcome to everyone joining me today on the Every Woman Can Be Speaker Spotlight Radio. I'm Kathleen Kelly, the business service advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and I'm also the owner of KC Streamline Concepts, offering business productivity solutions. Now, Every Woman Can Be, it's a premier organization to provide women the opportunity to learn more about business, women's health issues, self-improvement, and many more topics. Now, I invite you for the next 30 minutes to relax, eat your lunch, and if you're driving, please be hands-free. I am honored to have as my guest today Lori McDonald, one of the Every Woman Can Be members and a woman with a very impressive business background. Now, Lori is a lifelong entrepreneur, business builder, educator, consultant, and has built several successful businesses in Greenwich, Connecticut, including an architectural and interior design firm and a real estate investment and development enterprise. Since moving to Charlotte in 2004, Lori has been working with small business owners on a plan to create structured, profitable, and sustainable companies. Now, Lori's passion for small business led Lori to develop an affordable and effective way to build a plan for customer acquisition and retention, and a growth strategy to take the company to the next level. As the founder of Business Roadmap, she provides a nuts and bolts assessment of where the owner is and sets up a step-by-step guideline to propel growth. Now, Lori has three wonderful adult children. Two of her sons live in Charlotte, and her daughter lives in San Francisco. Her passion also includes community service, art, music, and travel. Welcome, Lori. I'm so happy to have you on the speaker spotlight today.
Thank you, Kathleen. I'm so grateful to be here.
That's great. Okay, now to start off, what is a business strategist, and how did you get to be a mentor of small businesses?
Well, it's a great question. If you look up strategy in Webster's, it will say a plan, method, or series of maneuvers for obtaining a specific result. And that's what I do, is I basically help small businesses that are overwhelmed to put together all the pieces and then to be able to see from a bird's eye view what a step-by-step process is to grow their business. There's a number of consultants and, coaches around that do wonderful work, but, what I do is I help people where the rubber hits the road. This is what you have to do to get to where you need to go, and here's the process involved. Most small businesses are not lovers of business plans. And so what I do is help them to evaluate 12 areas of business, 12 areas of marketing, where they are and where they need to go. And then I put it on a spreadsheet, Kathleen, with all of the different areas of business building on the first column. And then I usually spread it out about 3 to 4 months as to what needs to be done exactly every month in order to build the business that they're looking for and a business that will be sustainable and a business that will be profitable. I became a mentor of small businesses when I came down here to Charlotte because our whole business environment is different than it used to be. It's a very creative and collaborative environment, not a competitive environment. And small businesses help each other to grow. What I found when the market came to me and said, Lori, you know a lot about business. Can you help us grow our business? I was really grateful to be able to help people. We started with marketing. Everybody says my problem is I need more customers. But really I realized that I can send somebody a tsunami of new customers, and if they really don't have the business structure to be able to deliver the product or the service on a consistent basis and to maintain, you know, a high level of customer service, I'm really not doing them a favor. So what I did was I developed 12 areas of business also to help people have their actual operations and management streamlined so that when we do a large marketing plan, then they're ready to deliver. And it's been a joy to see businesses to follow the plan, to get some traction, to reach that break-even point where they're profitable enough that they don't need more capital to grow, and then watch them take off. It's really been a thrilling process.
Oh, I bet. And I've talked to you, you know, in person, and I know you really have the background, and you really you know, thought this through of how to really help you know, small businesses. But I did want to ask you, would you repeat on that spreadsheet? You said you had the 12 areas of business. I was trying to jot down, taking some notes here. Can you tell me what that was again?
Certainly. The business categories are everything from, you know, let's talk about the goals and what it is that you're providing, products and services, right through all of the business systems that need to be set up, whether financial, database systems, time management, and then an actual strategy for growth and how to implement it. That's the business side of it. Once we've got that solidified, we worked with the marketing categories, which is everything from branding and collateral materials through, of course, all the digital marketing venues and down to affiliate marketing and alliances, networking, and, of course, education and speaking. After we've evaluated where the company is in all those different areas, then we determine what they need to do in those areas to grow their business successfully. Mm-hmm. When we finish our analysis, I actually take all of these 24 categories and I list them on a spreadsheet from top to bottom in the order in which they need to occur. And then what we do is we take the spreadsheet through, you know, starting with November, December, January, February, and then we itemize along those different line items exactly what needs to be done in those areas, such as, you know, if you have a website but it needs to be tuned up, if you don't have, you know, your proper search engine optimization functioning well, if you don't have videos, then we'll mark on the calendar exactly when those things will be take place and how we'll go about implementing them. What it does is it helps a small business owner to properly sequence things and to be able to budget them and also to be able to track them. And that, from a bird's eye view, a business owner can put this spreadsheet up in front of their desk and really can see exactly what they need to be doing in what order to get to where they want to go. So it takes the overwhelm out of it. It takes the questioning and the stress, really, right, out of the business building process.
Well, I really, I love that concept that you have, and that it's on a spreadsheet. I think most of us are very visual, and then you can actually see, you know, what your goals are when you achieve those goals. So I think that's an excellent tool that you provide to your clients. So what do you find are the most common reasons why so many businesses don't succeed?
Well, the first one I would say is that, and it may sound silly, but the first question I really ask people is, so tell me, what is it that you are selling and who's buying it? So we need to have a consciousness of, is there a demand for whatever our idea is for starting a business? Do we know that there are people that want what we have, and where do we find those people? I find that people will have wonderful, wonderful ideas as an entrepreneur to start various types of product or service businesses, but haven't sufficiently researched who's going to buy it, and there are a lot of people that want what I have. So you can set up the most wonderful concept business, and if there's nobody buying it, clearly, it's not going to be successful. So I would say the first thing is determine who is the market that is demanding your product. The second thing would be, do you have adequate knowledge and skills to build a business? And if you don't, where can you find the resources? So, again, and this is by no means a criticism, because becoming an entrepreneur takes a lot of courage and a lot of hard work. But it's very, very important for business owners to know what it is that they need to put in place to skillfully build a successful business. The third thing I would say, which ties into those skills, is sometimes the excitement and energy of opening a new business puts people focused in the wrong areas. For example, there's so many tactical tasks that have to, you know, whether you're getting a store and you have to upfit it, and then you have to, you know, get your inventory, you have to get your collateral materials, you have to have a good brand, a logo, you got to get a printer, then you've got to set up a website. So sometimes people are just so mired in all of the tasks that it takes to build a business that it's very hard for them to focus on, well, what's the strategy here for getting paying customers? What's the strategy here for you know, developing or having enough capital to build a business? So a lot of people, I think, waste time and money in the very beginning and then have not made the progress they need to then start really marketing the business. Underfunding is another area where I see a lot of people get into trouble. It costs money to set up a business, and if you try to do it on a shoestring, very often you're not going to be able to produce the results you're looking for. So I think it's very, very important in the beginning for a potential entrepreneur to say, okay, what's the budget here? What do I really, really need to get this business operating so that I can service clients? And that ties into the cash flow also, Catherine. It's really knowing what your cost of goods are and then being able to make a profit by selling those goods so that you can, you know, start to develop cash flow is really one of the most critical things. Perhaps that's the number one thing that I see people get into trouble with, is their cash flow. You need to know how long you need to be capitalized to be able to pay your bills before, the cash flow starts coming through.
Yeah, and you're right on. And, you know, I know that you know that I'm an organizer, and when I go in helping people with their offices and they've just kind of begun, you know, building their business, and it's amazing how many of them really don't know, you know, what they're doing on a daily basis or what they should be doing on a daily basis. And so, you know, being organized and having all those steps that, you know, you set out for them, you know, really will help them overcome all those stumbling blocks and do things succinctly and be much more, successful.
Absolutely. I think I would move that to number one, is talk to Kathleen and get organized. Before
get
you do
that
anything
fall box
else.
Ready, right? And get so you can put all those tabs on it.
Exactly,
and I mean, it really
exactly.
is true, because if you don't have the right tools from, you know, what's on your desk to, you know, the process of what you provide, you know, your chances of succeeding are really diminished, you know, greatly. So you have to have all those things in place. So
I would absolutely agree with that. Yeah.
Right.
Efficiency, you can end up wasting a lot of time, you know, doing things over, which you can't really afford to do when you're a new business owner.
Exactly. So, Lori, how can a new entrepreneur tell if the business they're thinking of will work? And to follow up on that, how do they know that they really do have a good business idea?
Well, it's a great question. And playing off of what we just talked about, the first thing is that they have to know if there's a demand for the market. And I would recommend that people do a lot of research on what types of other similar products or services are available to determine you know, exactly how much demand there is. If there's a lot of competitors, then you know that there's a demand for that particular product or service. That way you can also look at those competitive services and see how you fit into the mix, you know, price-wise, product-wise, delivery-wise, uniqueness. The product does need to have some uniqueness to it, because if everybody else is doing it, why, you know, how do you get people to come to you versus somebody else? If it's only on a basis of price, I recommend, then it's not a good idea. You want to have people that not only find your product unique and will buy over and over again, but you have to continue to create uniqueness so that you get repeat clients. One-time sales is not a good basis for building a business unless they're big sales like real estate or things that have a large, cash flow from a single transaction. But when you think about it, after a realtor has actually sold a house, they're unemployed again. They have to find another house to sell. So you want to have repeat business. I'll give you a couple quick examples. After World War II, when all the soldiers came back, there was a need for, you know, they were getting married and buying houses, et cetera. And companies like Gerber and Mattel and, other toy companies made millions and millions of dollars because there was just a huge emerging demand for those products, whereby if we were selling, vinyl records today, I think we would find that we'd have maybe some collectors, but in an overall sense, we really wouldn't have a good business because there's no demand for vinyl records anymore.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Not at all.
So that's what I would do. I would, just take the idea and find out whether there's a demand for it and then go from there.
Right. So I guess you, segued into, how I was going to ask you next. You know, if somebody did want to start their own business, what would be the first thing? Would it be seeing what the demand is, doing that analysis, or what would you suggest being the first step?
The very, very first step before somebody starts a business would be to have an awareness, I think, of what it means to be self-employed. The first thing would be, are you passionate about what it is that you do? Do you love the industry that you're in? Do you love helping people to be successful in the industry you're in? Do your products help people, and do you love the product? Do you love selling it? If you provide a service, are you passionate about the service that you provide and how much you can help people? I think that if you're not passionate about what it is that you're doing, it's going to be that much harder, because starting any business is hard, hard work, and building a business is hard work. Without the passion, I don't think that there's the staying power on an individual basis. The second part would be aware of what it takes to build a business in terms of, the commitment. You have to make a commitment to work hard and to spend a lot of hours for a period of time, which could be 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, but you have to recognize that a business is a very demanding endeavor, and it takes patience, and it takes persistence. It takes resiliency every time you hit a brick wall. And it also takes a lot of support from the family, friends, and people that know and love you and are going to be missing you a bit at the time. That would be the first thing. Be aware of what it means to be self-employed. The second thing would be, are you sufficiently capitalized to be able to start this business? And then the third thing would be what we talked about, are the products and services in demand, and where are you in a competitive position with other companies? And then delivery of the product, can you deliver it consistently, and can you make a profit? And if you can't make a profit on it, then we need to rethink it. So those are the things that I would start with, and before somebody goes about owning their own business. You know, do you really want to be self-employed, or are you happier getting a paycheck at the end of the week?
Right. Well, those are great 5 points right there for someone to think about, you know, when they're considering having their own business, because it is, you know, time-consuming. And one thing that you touched on was, you know, the support of your family and friends, because it really does impact, you know, your schedule on a daily basis and sometimes weekend hours, depending upon what your product is or your service is. So those are some really, really good points, Lori. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Now, Lori will be our keynote speaker at this month's Every Woman Can Be monthly event on Thursday, November 19th. So, Lori, give us a little hint of what you're going to be sharing with us, in addition to what you've shared on this call, that you're going to be sharing with us at the event and some of our takeaways.
Okay. Well, I am really excited about this meeting on the 19th, Kathleen. I have been a member of Every Woman Can Be now, I think, just a little bit over a year. And it is my favorite networking group that I've ever been associated with, ever. And here's the reason why, is because, number one, it's a group of very courageous and very powerful women, being that our environment is so wonderfully collaborative. We all help each other to grow our businesses. We all empower each other to do the things that we need to do. And the way that Every Woman Can Be has been set up is to allow us to really believe that we have been given the skills to do whatever it is that we want to do, and all we need to do is to take the action. So on that basis, I'm talking to a really receptive audience of all, you know, looking for tools to do what it is that we want to do. So I'm going to go through some of the similar areas that we've talked about, but we're going to also talk about what are our goals. Very specifically, whether we're passionate about the business and we love it, we're really all there at the end of the day because we want to make a good living and ultimately build an asset. So I'm going to start with goals. Typically, there is a benchmark of revenue, that what I call break even, and that benchmark is where we want to get to so that we know that we now have a strong platform from which to build. So we work backwards from what is our break-even point, and then how many sales do we have to make, what profit margins do we have to make, how many, what's the process, how many people do we need to show our product to, how many people do we need to talk to and meet, and then set up a schedule. So, if we talk to 10 people a week, it will produce 2 sales, which will produce X profit, which will produce, the platform for growth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Great.
Okay.
Well, I'm really looking forward to having you be our speaker. Now, in the meantime, I'd like to give you the opportunity to, give your contact information if somebody would like to talk to you, before the event, or if they live outside the area and will be able to be at the event, how they can get in contact with you.
Certainly via email, and my email address is lorimcdonnell@gmail.com, and I'm going to spell it. It's Lorie, don't forget the E, McDonnell. @gmail.com. The second way would, of course, be to call me, and my cell is 704-582-3229. And I love texting, so 24/7, text me, and I'll get your message right away. So I would love to hear from anybody, just if anyone had questions or wanted to know more specifics about their particular idea or their business, I would be more than glad to have a conversation about it.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for taking time on this rainy Charlotte Monday, starting our week. I really appreciate you taking time and joining me. And as a reminder to our listeners, Lori will be the Every Woman Can Be keynote speaker and that's on Thursday, November 19th from 11 to 1 at Maggiano's Little Italy in South Park Mall in Charlotte. Now, I encourage you to register, and please bring a friend or colleague with you. You can register real easy. It only takes a couple minutes, and just go to www.everywomancanbe.com. And just click on, as soon as you open up the home page, you will see Lori's lovely face, and just click on there and register. And while you're there, take a few minutes to, you know, look at the website. We have all the past speaker spotlight broadcast, all the recordings. You can listen to those, and there's a whole library of them. We have hot topics that are articles written by our members and many of our keynote speakers. And if you just check the calendar of events, you know, you'll see what's coming up. And also, the members are on the home page, scrolling there, so you can click on them and learn a little bit more about our members. So thank you for joining me, and remember, you are a woman with infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Have a wonderful afternoon and a very successful week. Thanks for joining me.